Castlevania's Hidden Gem is back. 11 bands, 2 stages, live to support AmBets. The Tall Trees Music and Arts Festival is September 21st in Collegeville. Check out Philly favorites Darla, Jeremiah Tall, Masila Mouli, and more. Plus over 40 vendors. You don't want to miss it. $12 presale, $20 at the door. For more information, visit talltreesfestival.com.
Happy Tuesday, playlisters. I still don't know how I feel about that intro, but I'm sticking to it. It is Tuesday. It is another episode of Show Me Your Playlist. This week is pretty exciting. I got the audio uploaded and ready for you all to hear my live show at Amalgam Comics for the Respect Women's Podcast Festival with Adesola of Fullbush. It was pretty rad. It was terrifying leading up to doing a live podcast because you don't know how it's going to translate, how people are going to interact. You want some sort of like crowd participation and to feel like they're a part of it. It's weird, and I did it, and I am so happy, and it makes me want to do another one. I've applied and got into a couple other podcast festivals that are coming up. I just have to get out the details because it's going to require some traveling. But it was cool. Do it. If something scares the shit out of you, just do it. Within reason, you know, make sure that it's safe. And but especially in the creative field, take that chance, because like the worst case scenario is that it might not turn out how you anticipated, but you've learned so much from it. Adesola is a very talented, multifaceted creative with her hands in a little bit of everything, between being the drummer in Fullbush and being a part of the arts department out in Fishtown. It is an art collective storefront. You should all go there, support them. They are doing amazing things, as you will learn. She has also launched her website, blog Plantains and Gin, and what she plans on doing with that, because there's a lot of different working parts, her time in booking shows and how she got to Philly, and it was cool. And I can't thank my friends enough for coming out. It was awesome meeting people who listen to the podcast that I don't actually know, and supported it. My Lyft driver, who gave me the inspiration and is now following on Facebook. Thank you, Lee/Gerard. It was awesome. It, like I said, take the chance. I am full-fledged, like, in podcast mode, but it's not quite, summer's not quite over, so I'm not ready to give up certain, like, events yet. My birthday is next week. I got to have a badass guest. Life, work, you know, balance, finding it all out, figuring it all out, whatever. It's going to happen. Soon it's going to be actual fall and dreary and overcast and miserable, and I'm not going to want to do anything. And the podcast will be there to provide me that outlet of getting to meet more people. This will be coming up on a year soon in a couple months, which is crazy to me to think about. So I really want to take the fall and winter in getting a lot more recordings, so that when next summer happens, I have a little bit more padding, with guests and releasing that audio instead of like week by week and deciding guests, get a little bit more organized, which is weird, because I'm a Virgo and I'm already super organized, but the podcast thing, gonna tighten it up. I'm still working on a website and I'm really excited because that website's gonna come out, and I'm hoping to have a bunch of moving parts, which will include articles, reviews, some videos. I have some really cool ideas to get together multiple creatives and sit down and talk for short spurts about albums. All that fun news. Keep following me, or follow me at Show Me Your Playlist on Instagram. And I hope you enjoy this live podcast audio that from Respect Women's Podcast. Follow Black Tribbles, What's Good Toya. For the first time I heard, that was with Bino French, was like probably the highlight of the podcast festival for me. It was really humbling, and I can't thank the opportunity, like, can't thank everyone enough for supporting. And share with your friends, and I will see you next week. Hey everyone, I have a day with me, but usually I start out Show Me Your Playlist with kind of a little banter, and I didn't know how I was gonna start off the podcast, and then I got in my Lyft on my way here, and I was really nervous. This is my first live show, and I'm really it's my first live show, and I'm really happy that it's here. It was on my bucket list, my podcast bucket list, so check, and I'm really stoked that it's in a comic book store, because my nerdy heart and my love for Image Comics is real strong. So I got in the Lyft this morning, and I was listening to a day's playlist, and I was all geared to get up. I don't know about you, I don't always love first thing in the morning talking to my Lyft drivers. Like, I just want to like zone out, especially when you have an event. And he gets on, and there's some really good music that's playing, so I leave the earbuds out, and he gives me this wonderful brochure. It's a great pamphlet, and it is Lyft with Gerard. And in Gerard's pamphlet is a playlist menu. It is a whole list. So there's appetizers, 5 stars, the big list. It is over 2,000 tunes, from Mozart to Eminem. I like that he picked those two. It's
very specific.
And it's very specific. Then there's 6, 7, 8, which is 60s, 70s, 80s. He even has like 20B, which is slightly more aggressive mix. Some lyrics may not be suitable for all ages. I like that he gives the disclaimer. Then there's entrees. You got entrees, some blues, classical, and then dessert. Tasty stuff you don't usually hear on the radio. I was really pumped. It was kind of serendipitous that this happened. Show Me Your Playlist is about creating a platform for people who are local in Philly, whether they're creatives, musicians, zine makers, entrepreneurs. They come on, they talk to me, they are gracious enough to tell me their stories about how they got started, why they do what they do, their passions, their hurdles. And I have them make a playlist, because music kind of connects us all. And how many of you guys make playlists? Do you guys all? Yeah. What's your favorite kind of playlist to make?
Actually, I like to sing.
Yeah.
So I have a playlist of all my favorite songs that I'm really good at singing.
That's awesome. What's one of your favorite songs on that playlist?
Adele,
Hell yeah. Of course. We're screaming that one in our car, aren't we?
Yes.
A day's coming with you.
Yeah, I love it.
So from one guest to the next, they kind of overlap. There's different songs on each playlist, and it's kind of cool to see how different creatives of different backgrounds have the same sort of musical interests that are kind of wide spectrum. And I wanted to have Ade on because she is a wonderful creative musician in Philly, and we banter really well, and we're just going to giggle for the next, like...
So many giggles.
Yeah, it's going to be. And in the spirit of being in a comic book store, I made her make me an origin playlist, because every comic book character has an origin story, and I wanted to know Ade's origin. So, Ade, what band are you in?
I'm in a post-punk band called Full Bush.
And what do you do in Full Bush?
I play drums and scream. No singing, just screaming.
No, yeah. And when did you start playing drums? Just so everyone knows the context.
Sure. I started playing drums about 4 years ago and joined the band 3 years ago.
And how did Full Bush kind of come to fruition?
My bass player, Cassie, put out a call on a local Philly group, and I really wanted to play in a band, and my drum instructor kept yelling at me to play in a band, just so I could get a lot more comfortable playing in front of people, because I do have a lot of anxiety. So he found it to be a way to break the ice for myself.
Yeah.
And I joined the group, and that's pretty much it. We met one night. and we all got along really, really well. And the next day, we were like, let's keep doing this.
Hell yeah. What are some of the bands that you've played with in Philly? Like, some of your favorite shows?
Oh, my Lord. So I've played with a lot of really dope bands. We went on tour with Alice Bag, who's a really great punk icon. She's a great Chicana. She grew up, she actually started out during the whole, when the whole punk scene was coming up, so that was great. And then there's also, we played with Thunder Pussy not that long ago, a few weeks ago at Milk Boy. And our favorite bands to play with are like Trash Boy, and we played with Ron Gallo a few years ago at First Unitarian. So we play with a lot of really dope bands.
Okay.
Yeah.
The church is an endurance test.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you go into the church anytime from like March to October.
It's a sweat lodge.
You just can't breathe. There's no...
When they told us, I was like, oh my God, I'm already sweating when I'm just standing in the crowd. Now I have to go on stage and play punk music for 45 minutes. Sweating, trying to hold on to my drumsticks for dear life.
And you use your whole body. You are like a very kind of theatrical drummer.
That's a nice way of saying aggressive.
Yeah. So outside of, or who is in Full Bush? Everyone that's in Full Bush.
Sure. So there's Cassie O'Leary. She's the bassist slash other screamer. And then there's Kate Bryce, and she's the lead singer and rhythm guitarist. And then there's Jane, and she plays lead guitar, backup vocals.
And you also do a lot of the marketing and like the band management.
I basically am band mom.
Yeah. How is it being band mom?
Stressful sometimes, but everyone gets along really well and trusts me, so I try and use all my connections to help my friends out because I have been in a DIY music scene for a very long time.
Yeah, and that's what I kind of wanted to talk to you about, is that you've had these like fun, different lives in and outside and ping-ponging around Philly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So where are you from originally?
I was born in Nigeria. I came to the States when I was 6. And I lived in Maryland, in D.C., Laurel, in Alexandria, North Carolina, everywhere. And then somehow ended up in Philly because music.
Music.
Yeah.
Philly is a great city for music.
There's so many people from here. I mean, it's amazing, especially right now, the amount of support that everyone gives each other in the music scene. Mm-hmm. Anyone who gets a step up, they turn around and lend a hand to bring someone else up that they really care about.
I love the especially the DIY network here.
Oh,
is it's, you find the good people within it, and everyone is out there to support each other.
Definitely.
So what was your kind of first step in the DIY music scene?
In college, one of my friends started a DIY spot called the Spazzatorium, and it was his way of bringing a lot of bands who didn't have like stopovers in between bigger cities. Mm-hmm. So he would bring people into that spot to give them a place. So a lot of big artists like Matt and Kim played through there. And just a lot of Future Islands started off there. And Dan Deacon, Valiant Thor, a lot of really bigger bands who were still trying to come up. They stopped through the Spazzatorium, but he also gave a spot for people who, hey, this is my first show. I don't know what I'm doing. So,
which is like
great.
A lot of times when you decide, like, I'm going to put together a show and then realize real quick everything that goes into it.
Yeah. But it was super great. So I used to hang out there all the time, learn the ropes there, and then started booking myself for him when he was out of town. Then I booked for my college campus as well. So I got to learn the corporate side of music booking and also just figuring it out the really hard way.
It's faking it till you make it.
Oh,
and I find it's like I have this brilliant idea and I'm just gonna go for it.
That's how Full Bush became.
Or just everyone being like, you should be in a band. Everyone needs to be playing music together.
What
was one of your favorite like specific tasks or jobs in the DIY scene that you really appreciated and kind of flourished in?
Actually, I used to house a lot of bands.
So you are a band mom.
Yeah, I'm a band mom through and through. Even when I wasn't in college, I would book bands for my college town. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like, hey, people, these boys need a place to stay. I know they're 6 grimy, sweaty boys, but I swear they're nice. Please give them a place to stay. But that was one of my favorite things, because then those people are still my friends to this day. It's a really great way to build connections.
And helping when you decide to book a tour and being able to be like, hey, I need the help again. Thanks.
Exactly. I'm like, it's okay. I got you.
Now, so then how did you find yourself moving to Philly?
One of my friends is in a band called Grandchildren, mm-hmm. which is based out of Philadelphia. And he was dating one of my friends. And we just really hit it off. And when I lived in D.C., I would visit Philly all the time, to a point where everyone thought I lived here. because I'd be visiting for a day, then became a few weeks, then it was a few months.
Yeah.
And I was too scared. So I moved back down to North Carolina, got bored, because there's no one there. And I eventually moved back up because one of my friends who was in Philly came to visit her. Her roommate was moving to Dubai.
Oh.
And she said, hey, a room's opening up. Come live with me. And 2 months later, I had a job, I had a place to stay, and I was in Philly.
And that is why the DIY network is really amazing.
Yeah.
Is because if you really want, like, if you need help, they're out there to, like,
oh, yeah. As soon as I moved up here, everyone was like, I got you a job, got you side gigs, here's some friends you can hang out with, here's a plot you can eat. I was like, I love you.
Yeah. Philly is wonderful for that.
Yeah.
And so when you moved here, mm-hmm. you started getting your hands into other projects.
Yes.
Ade has like a million things going on today. So she is here with me and I appreciate her so much. But she has this, and then she has an event over at the
NKCDC Garden Center.
Yeah, and then she has an actual show that she has to go play music.
Yeah.
Can you tell me, so something really awesome is happening over at the NK, what is it?
It's the NKCDC Garden Center in Frankfurt and Berks. I'm part of a nonprofit called the Art Department.
And where's the Art Department located?
It is at Berks and Tulips in Fishtown. And one of our programs is actually an after-school program for queer youth.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a fundraiser happening today at a garden center to help raise money for them so we can keep giving a space for all these kids to come to and relax and feel open to express themselves.
How did you get started with the arts department? Because it's a cool spot. If you haven't gone to the arts department, it is right down the road. It is wonderful. There's always art. There's mm-hmm. some vintage goods.
Yes.
But I want to know, how did you get?
I live a block away from the art department, and I would pass by all the time, and I saw this wonderful, smiley black lady through the door all the time. I'm like, this is so weird. This is the most smiles I've gotten since I lived in this neighborhood. And then I actually was doing a coffee business for a little bit, and my point person told me, hey, there's another weirdo black woman. I think you both weird people are going to get along real well. Go say hi. I said, all right.
That usually works out.
It worked out in this case, because ever since I met up with Emily, who is the founder of the art department, we just really hit it off, and she's one of my closest friends now. And the place collectivized about a year ago, and she was like, you're always here helping me out, and like, you're there for me, why don't you just join? So then, yeah, that's really it.
What did it take to become a collective?
Lots and lots. And lots of talking and bureaucratic paperwork.
Oh, yeah.
But it really was just, who are the other six people who are always around, willing to help out, who are there to, who really want to give back to the community, especially, you know, the LGBTQ community, and really represent various different faces of what that can look like. So our collective is just brown and queer people with one white man who is straight. That is it. And that's kind of the way we want to keep it, because we definitely prioritize diversity in mm-hmm. our collective and don't want it to become something that's just like, well, this person's really nice and we're only ones to help. It's like, no. We want our face to represent what we're trying to bring in.
That's honorable.
Yeah.
So what other programs are through the arts department? Like, what do you host monthly art shows?
So we do, you work a lot with different collectives around the city. So we just had a collaboration with Caldera Magazine. So we had different installations going on. And then we also have our vintage store that's in front. Then we also do a lot of writing, because a bunch of us are writers in the store, figure drawing,
mm-hmm.
just anything that anyone wants to bring to the shop. So we just try and uplift people and give them a space to be able to showcase what they want to do.
Yeah. You guys expanded. There was the shop, and then there's like a side. It's like a little side
gallery. The garage.
Yeah, the garage. So cool. So I went to a recent installation there, and this wonderful artist.
Oh, Summer Hayes.
Summer Hayes cuts out these like fine ornate designs, and they're, what is the material?
It's made out of Tyvek.
Yeah.
So it's insulation. So she just one day was like, I wonder what I can do with this. And she brought a lot of pre-done work to the space. And then when she got there, she just created work that was based that could fit the space really well.
Yeah.
And could flow. There's a really lovely breeze. So that could flow in between outside and open air. It was amazing. And then when one of the Caldera artists had their closing reception, I believe we talked about this. It was beautiful because inside the garage, it was really well lit. It was a backlit installation piece, and it really made a really lovely, emotive scenery while this person was playing on the guitar. And it was lovely.
Do you each of you pick like different artists? Is there a way of like picking the shows for each?
If someone approaches us that we really like and we really support, we bring it to the collective and we say, hey, this is someone that we're interested in, and if everyone's okay with it, which 99.9% of the time we are just like, okay, let's do it.
Let's do it.
There's rarely a time that we're just like, no.
It's going to be a hard no for me, dog.
It's happened.
Well, I mean, with a open space that allows anyone to kind of come in, you kind of have to weed through some of the stuff.
Yeah, there's some people who are just like, no, you don't know who you're talking to, do you? All right.
So another thing I wanted to talk to you about is outside of the arts department, I know that all podcasters get a dinner break, and you should go to the garden and check it out and see what they're doing down there.
Yeah.
But you also just launched Plantains and Gin, which is your blog, website, kind of your like outlet. And what is the main focus with Plantains and Gin?
As an immigrant that is on DACA, I decided that a lot of people did not know a lot about immigration systems, what an immigrant looks like, because everyone has a stereotyped view of what that is. And I really wanted to give a different face, whether it's mine or my other friends that I know, what that has been like for me growing up in this country and moving around a lot, and the struggles that we do go through. Also, while just being a really messed up human being at the same time that really likes to drink a lot and and loves food.
Do you love gin?
Love gin so much. Just give me all the gin all the time.
But you had one of your first initial posts kind of like sparked from your mother and like seeing kind of a badass picture of your mom.
Yeah, my mom, I found a bunch of older pictures of my mom. She looked like a hipster. It was scary. Just like the Suicide of Tennessee's backwards hat, the high-waisted pants tucked into combat boots. I'm like, what is this? Because she's so conservative now, and it was wild. So I asked her a bunch of questions about it, and it shows you that we do go through different lives, you know, and I wanted to dive deeper because I don't have a lot of clarity on my family, because a lot of times what your parents do, especially as immigrants trying to give your kids a better life, sometimes you tuck away parts you think your children should not know about, which is a shame because I would like to know more about my mom growing up in that time of her life, or the fact that she used to be a singer when she was younger.
Her
dad used to be a butcher. Her mom was a really amazing, popular tailor and seamstress in Nigeria. And that was one of my first memories, was growing up in her shop and running around and hiding underneath old school sewing machines. You have to like use your foot to pedal back
pedal
and forth.
Ones.
Yeah,
yes.
And that was one of my first memories, and just like things like that I want to know more about. So that's really what the blog is focused on. It's like, what are the different lives my mom and my parents have lived, and trying to show that more. Just give a voice to her because she doesn't really have one as well.
Yeah. And you have a section on there. There's going to be kind of like interviews.
Yeah.
Do you have any kind of interviews in mind that you want to start tackling, the people that you want to?
The first one I actually want to do is with my friend Sheena. She's in a really great metal band called Sheena and the Nosebleeds. So it's this really amazing metal band, but Sheena's voice is just so beautiful and operatic just on top of it. It's lovely. And then my friend Jessa Jordan, who is an alternative model, very young and just very sex positive. So the three of us have just been getting along so well. I'm just like, let's get together and shoot the shit and actually enjoy each other and talk about our different, we're also different, very different age ranges as well, and talk about our lives and share that
younger?
With each other. Jessa is younger and Sheena is older.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, that's nice.
Yeah.
We're used to having a lot of people around us. Mm-hmm. We're both 32 and we're used to having, we were talking about this the other day, is that sometimes when someone brings up a song, I had recently a local band, Camp Candle, on, and they're amazing, and they... we're talking about their summer song, and it was Return of the Mac. And I was like, oh my God, I remember Return of the Mac, seventh grade. And they're like, we were seven. And I was like, shut.
Oh no.
Like, that's just not happening. Like, we're not doing this. I was like, never mind. I'm not asking you any more summer playlist songs.
That was a jam. Return of the Mac.
Yeah. That's, we all started song. Humming it. And then they're like, we're seven. I was like, you don't know what those words mean. I barely knew what those words meant. I was like, how is that your summer song? So we go into learning about Adai and her origins. She made me a wonderful playlist. I have to bring it up so I can remember all the songs on there. And she has like every... I don't know about you guys, but I know that if I listen to a song, sometimes I smell or remember a specific time, my childhood, the things my mom listened to. Mm-hmm. And I kind of want to know, because you've had a very adventurous life all over, a lot of influence of your culture and your background, and then just your friendships and kinships along the way. Mm-hmm. I wanted to know a couple... I wanted to know a couple songs that you had throughout. So coming right off, she wanted to make me cry. That's what she wanted to do with the playlist, is that your first song was, I asked about your childhood songs, was Aaliyah.
Yes.
Yeah. It was Back and Forth, and I wanted to know why you chose Aaliyah right off the bat, and if you really wanted to make me cry.
Aaliyah was the first person as a young girl living in Nigeria that I saw as, oh my God, there's a black person who is people love over there. But her music was really great and I felt really connected to her. Besides, I mean, the only other person I really connected with that way was Raven Simone.
Yeah.
When she was singing when she was little. But Aaliyah connected with me in so many different ways, just from the way she looked. I was a tomboy. I grew up with four brothers.
Yeah.
So for me, seeing that hard but soft and just amazing.
And she had kind of that tomboy look to her as well.
Yeah, exactly. So that was, when she passed away, that was just, I'm not going to make you cry.
I don't know. So I remember Aaliyah was the first person that I remember. Mm-hmm. A celebrity, like death, like that was the thing of remembering someone dying and it kind of like registering. I remember exactly where I was on the couch with my mom, and all of a sudden when MTV was like good, there was like a breaking news, Kurt Loder, and it was Aaliyah, and it was so surreal.
Yeah, it was so weird.
That just couldn't happen.
Yeah, I was just like, this is a joke, right? I waited for 3 days to make sure it was real, because it really hit me really hard.
And just like of everything going on and the news footage, it just wasn't.
It was right around the time of 9/11.
Yeah.
So it was just a very surreal moment.
Of everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trying to make me cry. Not into it, but I love it. But I love Aaliyah, so I respect. And then Khalees, Caught Out There.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
That was my other version of a black woman.
Being loud and in your face.
Yeah. Because again, growing up with four brothers and then leaving that circle to go out into the world where my brothers really, they really supported me in being just brash as hell. And then going out into the world and people telling you to calm down and really tame yourself and not be this. And then I see on TV Khalees screaming with her big, colorful curls.
Oh, so good.
I hate you so much right now. Love her.
She is still doing amazing things. She literally follows whatever she wants.
She's a chef right now.
She's a chef. She owns her own. She has her own food product line. She just decided. And it's because she did music because her dad was a musician and her mom was a chef.
Yeah.
And she was like, you know what? I did the music thing. Now I'm going to do the cooking.
I know. I love it.
So badass.
Yes.
So then,
I mean, her last album was called Food.
I know. She was prepping already for it. She was like, okay, I'm leaving y'all for food. That's fair. So then, of course, I love this. I love this because people usually try to deny their high school jams. Like, they not try to me. Act so much cooler than Mm-mm. they actually were in high school.
Nope. It was not cool at all.
No, but this is cool. So I asked for, you went to three different high schools.
Sure did.
And I asked, so you gave me three different songs mm-hmm. for your high school. One being Chop Suey, System yes. of a Down. Yes. We all know that one. Last Resort, Papa Roach.
Yep.
And then Thursday, Signals Over the Air. Mm-hmm. How hard did you go into that, like, metalcore kind of, like, new metal phase in...
So hard.
Yeah. Why, what was Thursday Signals Over the Air for you?
Oh, that was my senior year high school boyfriend who was really into A Perfect Circle.
Oh, and we all had one of those.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, he was... He's like, I love Perfect Circle, but till... I'm like, really?
It's the snobby.
It's the snobbiness. But I remember that I was really into that song and I had never heard anything like that. And he judged me very hard about it. And I was like, well, I'm picking this song over you. Goodbye.
Bye. I choose music over you. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Thursday was the first band that I realized that you could use, like, I listened to a lot of older music that had a message and yeah. that stood for statements, but I didn't get to live during those times that they were making those statements, so I didn't have a personal connection. And then Thursday made a song about Matthew Shepard, mm-hmm. who was tragically killed, and that was the first time that I kind of, like, connected in high school. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you can sing about the injustices
oh,
and
yeah.
like and be angry or mm-hmm. be super emotional and use your music as a way of communicating.
Oh,
yeah.
oh
it.
Really quick side
yeah.
note. My band played with a band in North Carolina called The Muslims.
Ooh.
And if no one has ever heard about The Muslims, they are so amazing. They have a song called Yeah, We Are Muslim. Just so you know.
Just so you know. If you couldn't tell yet, but we're just gonna let you know.
Amazing, powerful, just singing about a lot of injustice, like old school punk of, you know, like fuck the system.
Yeah.
You know, talking about being black and just what it is, racism is still alive, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Just in your face
especially
and yelling.
In North Carolina. Yeah.
And having that black woman yelling at your face and just like, hey, white people, you're gonna hear this shit right now.
It's in your face.
We don't care. You can leave.
I can't even look them up.
You should listen to them. They're amazing. I love them.
I love just very in your face.
Yeah.
Anything in your face. It could be any genre as uh-huh. long as it's speaking its truth.
Yes.
So now we're going to go into college years. Did you get a little emotional in college?
Who didn't get emotional in college? College was rough.
I just love it. College was rough. Did you graduate in 2008?
I graduated 2009 because I partied too hard and had to do an extra year.
Okay. So in 2008, I graduated with a marketing degree in a recession, and no one prepared me for that. So let's talk about emotional. They're
yeah.
like, here you go. Here's your degree and no jobs.
And then I graduated in
2009
with an art degree
oh.
in an... You know, printmaking. Who goes to school for printmaking? I don't know.
Someone who was like, you know what? What did you originally want to be? What did you originally go to school for?
I got accepted for biochemistry, and I wanted to be a cardiologist.
The little nerdy girl.
I know. I'm a big nerd.
On your college playlist of songs, you put Tin Man, Future Islands.
Yes.
Some Grape Juice by
yes.
Lonnie Walker. Can you
yes.
tell me about these bands? I mean, obviously, Future Islands. Let's just... The fact that they were... Like, you were helping them with shows and, like, working alongside is kind of badass.
It's just one of those things where, again, the DIY scene in North Carolina is very similar to the one in Philly. Everyone really supports each other. And I remember my first Future Island show. It was in a tiny, tiny... tiny living room, and they were called Art Lord and the Self Portrait. This one they had a keyboardist, and mm. they were still doing very like lovely, airy, you know,
so you
electronic music. Yeah, and I just remember I was like, I have never seen anything like this before. So then after that, I just went to all the shows. We all like went to school together. We all lived in the same city. And when we all saw them with David Letterman, we were all crying and calling each other, like, our babies are on TV. Oh. Everyone loves them. It was a great moment.
His voice is just is so unique.
Oh, yeah.
And unlike. Also, he has one of those voices that as soon as you listen to it, you start feeling emotions that you don't really want to. You're like remembering 8 different breakups that were like 10 years ago. And you're like, no, you can go away. I'm good on that one.
And Sam is usually very soft-spoken when you see him. So then when you see him on stage, you're like, stop making me cry.
You're giving me emotions that I don't want. With Lonnie Walker... Mm-hmm. Really cool song, Grape Juice. Mm-hmm. Tell me about, they were
Another North Carolina band. They're still going very strong. And again, Art Kids that I went to school with. And it's just like folky, very representational of what is happening in North Carolina, which is a great mix of jamming folk country into punk, R&B, a bunch of things like that. And they put out really good music, yeah.
I love fusion music. If you know me, I want funk and I want R&B and I want punk and I want metal, all kind of like maybe not all merged together. I don't want to get too jam bandy in that weird thing, but I want to be just enough that I get a little bit of everything.
Yes.
Because we all know how I feel about that.
Yes.
So then on your playlist as well, I asked for 2 songs that you like. I don't know about you guys, but I use music when I'm doing stuff that's creative, whether it's painting or writing or putting together. I listen constantly to each guest's playlist and make notes.
Ooh, here we go.
Hey.
I forgot what I put on that list.
Yeah, so you put Vomit by Girls,
yes.
And then you put Streetwalker by Delta Spirit.
Yes.
I never listened to Girls before. They're my new favorite band. So I always choose one band off of a playlist that I might not have heard of before, and Vomit by Girls is so, it's a beautiful, it sounds gross, obviously, but the song starts off very like mellow and very like subtle, and then it's just like really strong vocals throughout.
It's very inspiring. I'm like, yes, I can get through this. I can do anything.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And then I wanted a lot of music. Does everyone have Spotify? I feel everyone has Spotify, and they do the like fresh finds and stuff that's made for you.
Yeah.
And since doing the podcast, my algorithm's completely screwed up because I have everyone's music choices. So it gives me like 8 different, and I'm like, I mean, I like all those bands, but they're not my bands. But I wanted to know 2 songs that are fresh finds for you, and Rosalia is Malamente.
Yes.
Super cool.
Yeah.
How did you find out about her?
My friend Atia runs a women's health mag called Womanly, based out of New York.
Oh, nice.
And so an offshoot of that is Womanly Music, and she's trying to expose different music that people didn't really listen to, I've never heard of. And I just remember she posted different clips of the music video, which really got me. It's very, very, it's a beautiful visual. And I clicked on it. I was like, this is my new thing. I'm listening to this every day for a week.
I love when you find those songs.
Yeah.
It's a great song, like cooking to.
Yeah.
It's because it's all in Spanish.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful melody. Mm-hmm. It makes you want to shake your butt a little.
Yeah, I salsa dance, so it was for me. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to dance in the room to this.
And who sings Girl Blunt?
There's this controversy of how to say this person's name. Yep. Likely, I don't know. Who knows?
Oh, it's a good song.
It's a good song.
It's just a good song.
It's a good
Sometimes
song.
You just need to listen to Girl Blunt and just feel yourself.
Which you did, apparently, a bunch.
Yeah. And then talking about Philly music, there are wonderful local bands of every genre, yeah. Every persuasion, mm-hmm. and I wanted to know two.
It was hard to pick.
I know.
Two.
I asked for 1 to 2 songs, and I was like, "She is going to hate me." What are
it was
so?
Hard.
It was Trash Boy and Trash Mannequin Boy. Pussy,
yes.
Of course. Yeah, we're just saying a lot of pussy all day today. I'm so yeah. sorry. Women's Podcast Festival. Gotta go.
Yep.
You Trash Boy are great people.
Yeah.
They just put out a new album.
Their album is so good.
So good. Jesus Loves Fighter Jets. It's they have weird titles, but the songs are really like they have specific things that they're yeah. singing about that are relevant yeah. to the world that we're living in.
Definitely.
And
being young and growing up in the world right now where you're broke.
Yeah.
You don't know how to stop being broke. And people keep telling you you're lazy.
I know. And you're like, I have six jobs. What else do you want from me? I know. And I'm being creative. And of course, the lovely Mannequin Pussy.
Oh, they're so good.
It was
either Mannequin Pussy or it was going to be Grace Vonnegut.
Oh.
Who we play with Grace all the time. And that was, I think, one of the first bands we did play with. And Grace herself is just an amazing, really funny human being. But Mannequin Pussy was more important because you have Missy on stage. And if you've never seen Mannequin Pussy, you need to. It's just this very powerful woman just screaming at you in your face, but also an amazing guitar player. She writes all the songs, and it's just very emotional.
So if you don't know, Adai loves screaming
yeah.
in your face,
emotions.
Emotional. it's like a mirror. Sometimes you just need to be emotional,
a
little aggressive on the drums.
Just a little bit.
Trash your drums.
Yeah.
But we're about to finish up, and I asked you, which is one of the hardest questions next to who's your favorite band. Mm-hmm. Give me a song, like your favorite song, and you mm-hmm. chose an Interpol song,
yeah.
Success. And I yeah. think that's kind of fitting for the playlist. What are some of the events that are coming up outside of the arts department? You have a show tonight. Where's the show?
The show is at Walsh's Tavern. We have a song in the band called Beer Me Sucks. We're playing with Beer Me. The song is about Beer Me sucking. So we're playing their last show tonight, and that's in the suburbs.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. And if people want to find out about Full Bush, where can they find you?
Everywhere, Full Bush Band.
Yep, all the references to the vagina and
yes.
pussy today.
Yes.
and the arts department on Instagram is?
Instagram is artdeptphilly, or you can go to artdeptphilly.com.
And if people want to find your blog, Plantains and Gin?
Just go to
Plantains
and Gin.
Okay. Do you have a Instagram for it? No.
Oh, no, not yet. But you can also just go to my Instagram, which is Plantains and Gin, and you will find me and my website.
Awesome.
Yes.
Thank you, Adai, for coming.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for coming out
Yay.
And listening.
Thank you.
Tell everybody.